God is good. Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Satan is defeated.
Yes.
And you're headed towards your next victory.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Luriamana Korea Sikrobia Shat Kudias Kurias Semakadia Mana Kodia Sokrobias Ekoria Sikomana Nedia Sokrobiasha Sororiamana Kridia Sorobriasa Sokriasa to Kridia Sokrobiasha Neko Mama Makaria Sikrobiashet Kodia Se Eko Baba Kridia Sikrobia Shat Kudia Se La Korea Mana Kridia Sokoria Siko Eko Bamna Kridia Badia Sikrobia. I am
he who has called you. I am he who has anointed you. I am he who had a plan before you were even thought of. I have prepared the way for you to go. I have ordained you to be the blessing in this city, in this nation. Some of you can't even see where I am taking you, but I have called you for this appointed time. This is the season where my glory is going to be seen. It will start in the house, but this glory is going to go throughout the city, throughout the nation. You have a decision to make. Are you going to be bold enough to let the glory of my Son take you to higher places? Are you going to be bold enough to proclaim the glory of God above anything that you see? Are you going to be bold enough to say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus? You can't stand against me. My God says, and watch it come to pass. This is that season and this is that time. This is the time for holy boldness. This is the time for you to give up you and let my Son reign in you. Are you ready? Are you ready to possess what I have for you?
Amen. We are ready.
Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I want to say thank you to the hostesses who took Lou and I to Papado's yesterday and blessed us greatly. I enjoy blessings. We had a good time. The normal ministers' meeting that is held the first Sunday of every month will not be occurring tonight, as many of our ministers are going to be involved in pagan activities. No, it's Super Bowl Sunday, and a lot of them have plans to get together and fellowship and watch the Falcons lose. Spring is just around the corner, and if God has gifted you with a green thumb, come and talk to the office staff about adopting one or more of the flower beds out front to plant flowers and beautify God's house so that as people are walking up, the aroma of fresh flowers and the beauty of God's creation greets them. Please don't plant weeds like are out there right now. I don't like bushes, I like flowers. And somehow those bushes really get ugly when they lose their flowers and petals. But maybe you're one that has said, I don't know what I can do. I don't have any talents or gifts. Can you dig a hole? Can you put a pot in the ground? Can you come by a couple of times a week and water it? Then, hey, go for it. I don't know if you noticed this morning, but years ago when I had approached Richard and Michelle about coming to House of the Lord as ministers of music. It was something they had never done before. And Sister Michelle was involved in overcoming lupus. And they became pregnant. And the doctor told them that she would have to abort the baby because he would be deformed or worse. And we prayed and we stood on the word. And it seems you go through seasons. There was a season where we had demon-possessed people being sent to us from all over the country. San Francisco, Savannah, different places, Oklahoma, Colorado Springs. We'd have demoniacs sent in to be delivered. And then we went through a spell where God was just doing supernatural things with a number of ladies who were told they couldn't have children. And we prayed for them and they had children. And people who had pregnancies, Brother Damon's wife, others that the doctor said, these babies can't live. But they did. Amen. So you were witnessing a miracle this morning as you saw Jared leaning on his father's shoulder. That vegetable was walking and talking. I have nothing against doctors. I have several of them myself. But they can only go so far in the realm of the known. The realm of the unknown, only God can bring that to pass. So you witnessed one of God's miracles this morning of a child who the doctor said could not be born, but there he is. The blessings of the Lord that make rich and add no sorrow. Into every life, a little rain must fall. It's what you do when that rain falls that determines how you're used of God. And sometimes you have to have a chorus hidden away in your heart that you whip out when hell is breaking loose and the storms of life are raging. As Sister Gail shared in her praise report, you begin to celebrate, and as you celebrate, the cares of this world, the ailments, the predicaments fall behind you, because what you can celebrate, you can possess. Join the praise team as the men of valor are putting notes in your hand, and we sing this song that says, Hallelujah, anyhow. Hallelujah, anyhow. Hallelujah, anyhow.
Whatever love comes like we bring, hold my head up high and sing. Hallelujah, anyhow.
Okay, we got it.
Hallelujah, anyhow. I'm gonna let my troubles get me down.
Praise will rule your life and bring God's presence on the scene. And sometimes you don't have any choice. Your back's against the wall. Hell is raging. Break out in a praise and watch the cares fall before your face. Reigning together is today's message. I had two other messages that I had been praying about to see if the Lord would let me go in that direction. But as I sat down to prepare for today, he didn't like either one of them. One of them was pretty good, I thought. He didn't think so. We try to bring to you fresh bread every assembly. I made a pledge to you over 30 years ago that I would not bring warmed over, leftover messages, that I would always seek God's face for what He wanted. And sometimes what He wants is not what I would like to do, because there are times when I venture to tell God, if you'll let me preach this message, it'll have a real good effect. Apparently, He doesn't like some of my thinking, but occasionally He does let me share things that are in my heart. This message is in my heart because God put it there and said, go this direction, and so I'm bringing you a word from the Lord to inspire you, to uplift you, to equip you to stand. There's a lingering question behind every person, and it seems to be, why am I here? What is life all about? Peggy Lee sang a song decades ago, if that's all there is, then let's keep dancing. No, there is so much more than you can even begin to comprehend. But God has said there are things He wanted to occur in and through you. The mystery of life isn't a real mystery if you'll just go to God's Word. Every person was born to live a life of victory and triumph, just as the anointed Redeemer did. Under the old covenant, we had the law. And the law gave you a list of things that you could and couldn't do to purposely show you that you needed a way more than your own performance. Nobody was ever able to keep the law until Messiah. That's because you can't do God's will. And you might as well get a hold of that, because religion will creep in and make you think that you are God's will. No, God's will is separate from you. He said, my ways are not your ways. But you can be conformed to my ways if you'll submit to my word. A verse that has become very dear to me is, He sent His word and healed you and delivered you from all your destructions. Once you get that down, then you know the word is my source of healing. And the word is my source of being delivered from every destruction that would try and come against me. There are financial destructions, emotional destructions, marital destructions, job destructions. There are all kinds of destructions that overtake people. You don't have to be overtaken, because the Word will redeem you from every destruction. But the answer to why am I here is the same for every person. Whether you get born again or not, whether you ever realize it or not, every believer has job descriptions. And God said, let me make it real plain for you. I'll send my son, and the way he lived is the way you're to live. Corinthians spells it out for you, that you walk even as he also walked. That's not a pattern of steps. That is a pattern of life, of overcoming every situation with it is written. The anointed Redeemer, the Yeshua HaMashiach of God, never overcame a problem with who he was. He never overcame a problem with who his father was. He overcame every situation with it is written to teach us. I don't have to be anybody important as long as I rely on the importance of God's word. Somehow in the church, misinformation has gotten started and people think they can pray their way out of situations. God did not send prayer to heal you. He sent his word. He did not send prayer to deliver you. He sent his word. Well, Pastor, how does that align then? I pray his word, not my need. I pray his word, not my wants. Because there is a word that covers everything that you'll ever need in life. Pray the word and you will be heard. Pray your desires and you may perish in fires. Your life will just burn up around you while you're praying. And what amazes me is I've met people in Christian circles who have been praying about something for 20 or 30 years and refuse to admit that they may be wrong. I know how to pray about this. I've been praying about 20 years. Have you ever heard of answers?
Right.
Prayers were meant to have answers. And when you pray the word, it's already answered. Hebrews chapter 10, 5 through 7. Therefore, when he comes into the world, he says, sacrifices and offerings you have not desired. Get this. God is not after religious exercise. If you grew up in a church that had a list of don'ts that was 10 times longer than the list of do's, you need to shake it off. It don't belong. God is not interested in religious observances. And at the time Messiah came, the Jewish church was all about sacrifices and offerings. That was the major pillars of their worship. And he said, I don't want it. But a body you have prepared for me, because in whole burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, you have taken no pleasure. Then I said, behold, I have come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me, to do your will, O God. If Messiah, the Yeshua HaMashiach of God, was the archetype of what we are to live like, then this is our declaration. Yes. God, you prepared a body for me that I might do your will. It's not all the religious observances and practices. It's about relationship. It's about doing the will of the Father. People are set in the earth to do the will of the Father. That's why you're here. You're not here to get a better job, a bigger house, a newer car, although God doesn't mind you having those as long as they don't have you. What God wants is for you to do his will. Well, Pastor, that's all that religious stuff. No, no, no. His will is that I be in health and prosper. His will is that I live above the cares of this world. His will is that I be on a mission from God to exhibit supernatural living in the midst of carnality. To the first man on the face of the earth, God gave a commission. to let you understand what he was about. Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the sky, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Did you ever consider going fishing with no pole or line or net? I have ventured up a stream in Red Rock, New Mexico, and came to where the waterfalls were cascading down. And I've laid on the ground and stuck my hand into the cold, icy water and flipped trout out. But that's not what I'm talking about. But I know I can in the natural. I can go fishing without a fishing pole. All I have to do is find one of those waterfalls and the trout will be nudging against the waterfall. And if you are quick, you can slip your hand into the water, and when the trout come up, just flip them out. But God said, I have authority over the fish of the sea. And I can say, okay, guys, get in the boat. Well, Pastor, that's facetious. No, that's a higher level of faith that most of us have not yet walked in. But we have authority over all of creation. I remember a great man of God was going between meetings, and he asked the driver to pull over when he saw a beautiful pasture land. And he got out of the car and he crawled between the barbed wire and walked out in the field and was just standing out in the field praising God when he heard the car horn honk. And he turned and the guy was honking the horn and pointing, and he looked and there was a bull charging at him. Now, when you're in the middle of a field and a 2,000-pound bull is charging you, that's not the time for a prayer meeting. That's not the time for a repentance service. The man of God looked at the bull and pointed at him and said, stop. You can't hurt me, and I don't want to hurt you. And the bull pulled up and stopped. The driver stood there with his mouth open because he saw something he couldn't explain. But the man of God knew he had authority over creation. What a sad thing to arrive at heaven and Brother John stand before God Almighty and be awakened to the fact you had authority your whole life on earth and you never walked in it. You never talked in it. You never gave testimony of it. I love praise reports, because it's when God is doing things outside the norm. And I want everybody to hear them so they're inspired to do things outside the norm. As a representative of the King and members of His kingdom, the believer is to represent Him and His will in all matters of earth's function. Don't just say, that's an ungodly mess over there. Take authority over it and command it to cease and desist. Yes. Rule over it with God's word in your mouth. Not your opinion, but God's word. You see, the earth is to function under God, not against God. And we have let America go the wrong way too long, until the evil forces are occupying the space that the believer should be. Yes. Well, Pastor Jim, I don't believe that Christians belong in politics. Then who does? Come on. My Bible said, when the righteous rule, when the righteous rule, People experience joy and freedom and liberty. So it's God's plan that the righteous rule the earth. God didn't invent politics. God invented divine order. Politics is what occurs when we get out of divine order. The earth and the fullness thereof are the Lord's. The earth and the fullness thereof are the Lord's. Pastor, what does that mean? The earth and everything it produces, the fullness thereof is what the earth produces, belongs to the Lord. So the crops are His. The cattle are His. The people are His. Restore them to His rule. God's rule is not a horrible thing. Most believers have never really read the Bible for themselves. Over the last more than 50 years of being involved in ministry, I have met people who finally started reading the Bible for themselves, and they were shocked at what they found. There's life and liberty and power in the Word of God. Most of the principles that are in the earth, Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, every principle taken from the Word of God. Most of the books on success can be traced back to principles of God's Word. Most of the stories that people put together have their root in the Word of God, that deal with success, that deal with triumph, that deal with overcoming. But not only is the earth and the fullness thereof, He wanted to make sure you understood this. Gold ain't a bad thing. Silver ain't a bad thing. They're God's possessions. And He put them here for us. From the very beginning, He said, Adam, the gold is over there in Ophir, Iran, and it's good. God wants all that gold in the kingdom, not lining the roof of some mosque. The believer should be in line with doing the will of the Father. That's why you're here. I'm in the earth to do the will of the Father. I'm in the earth to rule and reign with the anointed Redeemer. I'm in the earth to destroy the works of Satan. I am in the earth to establish the kingdom of God. If you've read your word, you know all of these things already. I'm in the earth to set the captives free. I'm in the earth to proclaim the year of Jubilee. The year of God making everything right. Matthew 28, 18 and 20. And Jesus came up and spoke to them saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Well, not only is the gold and the silver His, the earth and the fullness thereof, but all authority. There is no authority but that of God. Well, what about what the devil's doing? He stole and perverted something God said. Take it back. Yes. Reclaim it. Don't let him run rampant with stolen authority. Go therefore and make disciples. Make learners, students of all the nations, immersing them into the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Spirit. That is not a formula for water baptism, although that's what it has become in religious practice. It is not a formula for water baptism. It is a method of teaching. What is the name of the Father? Jehovah, Lord of hosts. What is the name of the Son? Yeshua HaMashiach, Redeemer, Anointed of God. What is the name of the Holy Spirit? The Spirit of Truth. He is the Spirit of the Word God wrote. Teaching them to observe all that I command you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. When you begin to read the synoptics, the four Gospels, and find out what Jesus commanded, you realize you are a force to be dealt with when you begin to align with His command. It's not a party pooper message. You can't smoke, you can't drink, you can't chew. No, no, no. It is a message of you can rule and reign in the earth and walk in authority and power that Satan can't even knock on your door. Mark chapter 16, 15 through 19. And He said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Well, Pastor, what is the gospel? Get saved? No. The salvation message is not the gospel. The gospel is the King and His kingdom. He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved, but he who has disbelieved shall be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. Are you a believer? Then these signs should be accompanying you. In my name they shall cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will remove serpents. If they drink any deadly poison, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and the sick will recover. So then when the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, He was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God, making room for you. When our Lord said, in my Father's house are many dwelling places, and I go to make a place for you, don't let some religious idiot distort that and tell you the carpenter Jesus up there banging out a new house for you. When He said in my Father's house, He wasn't talking about a building. He was talking about a lineage. And He said, I'm going to the Father, and when I sit down at the right hand, a place will have been made for you. For where I am, there you shall be also. The place He made for you is in the household of faith, in the family of God. Quit looking for a mansion over the hilltop and start looking for authority to rule and reign in life. But sanctify. The word sanctify means separate. Separate Christ as Lord in your life. Separate Him from the bills. Separate Him from the worries and cares of life. Separate Him from the fears and frustrations. Exalt Him to that high place of lordship in your life. But separate the anointed as Lord in your hearts. Always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give account of the hope that is in you. If somebody asks you, why, are you ready to tell them? Are you ready to explain to them that the God of all creation invited me into His family, and there was a wall of separation between me and Him, so He sent His Son to break down that wall and to pay the price for my redemption. But not only that, to live before me an example of the way I can live. Speak to the storm. Well, Pastor, I tried that once. I didn't say try it. I said speak to the storm. You may have to speak to the storm 10 or 12 times before you get past the trial stage to where you actually expect the storm to do something when you talk to it. giving account of the hope that lies within you is God's will. Because there's an old saying that says, you're the only Bible some people will read. Well, I don't fault that, but if you are the only Bible some people will read, are you readable? God wants you to be a talking book. His word in your mouth, setting the captives free. To do the things that I've just shared with you, heal the sick, raise the dead, set the captives free, represent God in every situation, the mind must be renewed. You've got to have a new way of thinking. Your thought life will rule you. Your thought life will rule you. God says, as a man thinketh in his heart, that's the way he'll be. So think ruling and reigning. Think born of God to conquer. Think greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Think the earth and the fullness thereof I have access to. Because my daddy owns it. It's not the devil's world. It's my father's world. And as a member of his family, I am an heir and joint heir to this world. I'm going to take a piece of the rock. In fact, I may take two or three pieces of the rock. Yeah. Finally, brethren, he gives you a formula of how to renew your mind. Whatever is true, well, the word of God is true. Let the word be true and every man be a liar. Whatever can't be found in the word of God, I can't waste time meditating. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of a good repute, if there is any excellence, if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. He said, I'm teaching you how to get a God mindset. Verse 9 goes on to reinforce. The things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these and the God of peace will be with you. Paul was very bold because he tried to live his life like the anointed Redeemer. The anointed Redeemer said in so many words, not quotable in a verse, but throughout his teaching, the same thing. What you've seen in me, do it, and the Father will be pleased with you. Jesus said, I came to do the will of the Father. When it was the Father's will to lift up, and it was the Father's will to lay down. You are a miracle waiting to happen. I told you last Sunday, my prayer for you is that you come to visions and dreams, that you come to the fullness of speaking in tongues, because the fullness of speaking in tongues is not just exercising it once in a while on Sunday and Wednesday to make sure you still can. The infilling of the Holy Spirit is Holy Spirit 101, because when you learn that you can yield your tongue to the Holy Spirit in a prayer language, then you can yield your tongue in prophecy, in edification, exhortation, in interpreting what you prayed in tongues. Praying in tongues is a bridge from the carnal rule to the spirit rule. And that bridge is named submission. yielding your tongue to the Holy Spirit. You weren't born of God to just add Him to your former lifestyle. You were born of God to change your life and the life of those you come in contact with. What a testimony Paul had. The things which you have seen and heard in me, do these, and you'll be in good shape. Is that your testimony? There are so many that have a secret life that they pray nobody will ever find out about. God is not concerned with revealing your secret life. God is concerned with revealing His life in you. God is not your problem. He's not your accuser. He's not your judge. He's your redeemer. He's the glory and the lifter of your head. He's your burden bearer. He's your ever-present help. He's your abiding hope. He is your answer to every situation that life will present. When you become God inside minded, you won't have to worry about life. Life will have to worry about you. Why am I here? To do the will of the Father. But I've got to read the New Covenant to find out what His will for me is. I listed many of the things that the New Covenant says is your new lifestyle. Pastor, I can't set the captives free. No, you can't. But the God you submit to in you can. There's a reason it said these signs will follow them that believe. Because without believing on the Lordship of the Anointed Redeemer, you can't do these things. But in Him, you're greater than any challenge that faces your life. I began to share with you last Sunday, and I will again in the coming weeks, what 2017 portends for you. A spirit of revival will begin to be made manifest in 2017, but it won't come as just revival. It'll come in a spirit of renewal. Because without renewal, there is no revival. In 2017, you'll see an increase in miracles and signs and wonders. In 2017, you'll see an abundance of wealth open to the body of Christ to do a quick work of establishing the kingdom. Don't waste it in wasted stuff. Having a little problem with frivolity today. God wants you to have nice things. But the nice things you have should not have you. When I began to meditate the abundance God has for this body, I get excited. But then I have to draw myself back in. Because before the abundance, He gave you authority. He gave you power. He gave you ability. Wealth is not His only will for your life. It is but a part of His will for your life. From this day forward, make the decision, I will do exploits in His name. I will decree His word. I will do the works of Him who has called me out of darkness. I will be a light shining in the darkness so that men can see my good works and glorify my Father because of it. I refuse to be normal anymore. I refuse to be just a human. I'm not a human. I'm infused with the life of God. I'm infused with the Word of God. I'm infused with the ability of God. I have an appointment with miracles and signs and wonders. Prepare your heart to find them. Listen inside to what God is calling you to, what God is wanting you to be and to do. But Pastor, I still have a problem with this or that. Isn't it amazing that God didn't allow those problems in your life to be a barrier to birthing you into the family? We forget that He never says, get cleaned up and I'll redeem you. He says, just as you are. Well, Pastor, I have this weakness. That's okay. That holier-than-thou sister or brother sitting nearby have another weakness. The Bible says the weakness that does so easily encumber you. Everybody has a weakness. Well, Pastor Jim, I cast that lie down. I don't have a weakness. Well, we know who to pray for now. It's just that sometimes it's easier to shine the magnifying glass on someone else's weakness than ours. But your weakness doesn't separate you to God. It should teach you that I am weak and I need God more in that area. I don't need guilt and condemnation. What I need is reclamation. I'm telling you right now, God is not calling you to perfection. He's calling you to submission. Because only in submission can perfection rule your life. If God needed perfect people, none of us would be there. But Daddy looked at you and He saw your weaknesses, your frailties, your inabilities, and redeemed you regardless of them. Don't revel in that and go, well, I've got special permission in this area. No, you don't. You've got special love in that area that's covering you until you have the strength to walk out of it. God's not approving you of your weakness. He is giving you more grace because of it. Sometimes a person who has recognized their weakness can get a prayer answered for you quicker than someone who hasn't recognized their weakness yet, because grace is being made manifest to them in a greater measure to compensate for the weakness they have not yet surrendered. Don't wait until perfection occurs in your life. Realize this, as I begin to do the will of the Father in my inadequacy, He will make me adequate. Daddy God, I lift this people before You. And I curse and cast down every tongue rising against them in judgment. Every curse, every incantation, every soulless prayer, every fleshly judgment, I call null and void of effect. And I decree they are the redeemed of the Lord. They are the blessed of the Lord. They are the anointed of the Lord. They are the empowered of the Lord. Now, Spirit of Truth, rise up to live big in them. Shine brightly through them. Do the Father's will in them. Let them walk even as He also walked. Father, I thank You that I pastor the wealthiest group of people and the wealthiest church the world has ever seen. And Your glory will rule and reign in our lives individually and corporately. And together, we will see Your kingdom made manifest. We are here to do Your will, for Your life to be made manifest through us, that the whole world may know that You are Lord of all, and You are our ever-present help. And the people said, if you need prayer of agreement concerning any matter, ministers will be available to pray with you. Know this, Daddy God loves you and nothing else matters.